Because such a marriage is not sanctioned by regular scriptures, King Ieyasu did not like it. But because it was arranged by providence, and because he was attracted by Devayani's beauty, he accepted her request. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to the Vedic system, the parents would consider the horoscopes of the boy and girl
who were to be married.
If according to astrological calculations the boy and girl were compatible in every respect,
the match was called
yotaka, and the marriage would be accepted. Even
50 years ago, this
system was current in Hindu society. Regardless of the affluence of the boy or the personal beauty of the girl, without this astrological compatibility, the marriage would not take place. A person is born in one of three categories, known as Devagana, Manushyagana, and Rakshasagana. In different parts of the universe, there are demigods and demons, and in human society also, some people resemble demigods, whereas others resemble demons. If according to astrological calculations there was conflict between a godly and a demoniac nature, the marriage would not take place. Similarly, there were calculations of pratiloma and anuloma. The central idea is that if the boy and girl were on an equal level, the marriage would be happy, whereas inequality would lead to unhappiness. Because care is no longer taken in marriage, we now find many divorces. Indeed, divorce has now become a common affair, although formerly one's marriage would continue lifelong, and the affection between husband and wife was so great that the wife would voluntarily die when her husband died, or would remain a faithful widow throughout her entire life. Now, of course, this is no longer possible, for human society has fallen to the level of animal society. Marriage now takes place simply by agreement. Dampatye viruchir hetu. The word abiruchi means agreement. If the boy and girl simply agree to marry, the marriage takes place. But when the Vedic system is not rigidly observed, marriage frequently ends in divorce. Om Agyamanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmoy Sri Guru Namaha. The principle of marriage, according to the Vedic culture, is so nicely described here by Srila Prabhupada. In the Vedic way of life, everything was decided in a very scientific way, on the basis of tradition. Tradition, which was directed by the Word of God. In this way, Krishna was the center of all real activities within the Vedic culture. Srila Prabhupada explains how, because this system has been neglected, there is so much dissatisfaction and chaos within the household ashram. Today, His Grace Bhima Prabhu personally requested me to speak on the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. It was his appearance day yesterday. As his aspiring servant, as unqualified as I certainly am, I will will make some attempt in the service of all of the assembled Vaishnavas to speak something on the glorious life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur avoided this whole situation of the intricacies of marriage through the simplest process, by renouncing the world. There are so many difficulties and hardships in every ashram. Narottam Das Thakur, from his earliest ages of childhood, was completely detached from any of the attractions of this material existence. There is a great wealth of information on the life of Narottam Das Thakur by some of the biographies written by our Gaudiya Vaishnava. The Narottam Vilas and Bhakti Ratnakara were written by Narahari Chakravarti, whose father, Vipra Jagannath, was one of the most intimate loving disciples of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das also describes at some length the life of Narottam Thakur. He was in the Sampradaya of initiated devotees by Janava Devi, the beloved consort of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada had so much love for Srila Narottam Das Thakur's great contribution to our Sampradaya through his beautiful songs. Srila Prabhupada would often sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. There are many tapes of those bhajans. Srila Prabhupada explained that Narottam Das Thakur, although he wrote his poems in simple Bengali language, they had all the authority and power of the original Vedic scriptures, because everything he spoke in his songs were perfectly authorized by the Vedas and were composed with such pure, unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada explains that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur describe so purely the life and teaching of Lord Chaitanya as well as Lord Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur, his birth is something very miraculous. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking his first attempted journey to Sri Vrindavan Dham, he was followed by so many of his intimate associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. In fact, there were tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of people following him as he was traveling on the road. He came to the village of Sri Ramakeli. In that district is also the very holy place called Kanai Natashama. While Lord Chaitanya was at these places, he did something that struck his devotees' hearts in such a profound way that they never forgot it throughout their lives. Lord Chaitanya turned in the direction of the Padma River and went into ecstasy. He began to weep tears of love. His body began to tremble. And in such immense devotion, he began to cry out in a very loud voice, Narottam, Narottam. Again and again he repeated with his arms raised, Narottam, Narottam. When the devotees were watching, they understood that a great personality, one of the most loving intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will soon advent in this world, and his name will be Narottam. From that time, it was the talk amongst all the devotees. And with great anticipation, they were waiting for this soul to take birth within the world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Nityananda Prabhu to the banks of the river Padmavati. And he told Nityananda Prabhu a very confidential secret, that this great personality, Narottam, will in the future appear in this world. I am going to take my bath in the Padma River, and I am going to deposit within the river the ecstasies of my love for Krishna. My bhakti will remain there as a secret treasure. At the appropriate time, you should inspire Narottam to come to this river to take his bath. And then he will be filled with my devotion. And he will be empowered to spread it throughout the entire world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the river. And he left the treasure, part and parcel of his own ecstatic love, and told the goddess of the Padma River, when Narottam comes, you please put this love within his heart. She said, how will I know who this Narottam is? He says, when he touches you, you will begin to overflow in ecstasy. Years later, there was a great Kayasta king of the name Krishnananda Dutt. His wife's name was Narayani, and his younger brother was Purushottam Dutt. They were kings of a very large tract of land. The capital of that land was a town of the name Kethuri. On the full moon night of the month of Magh, a beautiful son was born. His qualities were so utterly attractive that the whole town of Kethuri was attracted by his beauty. All the symptoms of a great spiritual personality were manifesting from his body. And his simple smile, even in infancy, would charm, conquer the hearts of anyone. The naming ceremony took place along with the giving of the first grains to the child. A great astrologer was called. He researched into the astrological calculations of this child, and he was astounded. This child will definitely be such a devotee that he will transform the hearts of people for generations to come with Krishna Prema. He will be the greatest among all human society. Therefore, his name should be Narottam. There was a great celebration as the name Narottam was officially offered to the newborn child of Krishnananda Dutt. They went to give him his first grain, but he would not even look at the grain. What to speak of allow it to be put in his mouth? They tried to put the grains in his mouth, but he held his mouth shut so tight they could not possibly get one grain in him. Meanwhile, you know in Bengal, this grain-giving ceremony is a big, big festival. The town of Kethuri was there. The king's son is going to take his first grains. But everyone was terribly depressed because he would not take the grains. He refused utterly. Krishnananda Dutt and Narayani considered this is very inauspicious. What do we do? Then that astrologer, he explained, this son of yours is such a devotee, he will never accept anything unless it is the Mahaprasad of Krishna. They offered the grain to Krishna, and then they went to bring it to Narottam, and he ate all of them with great happiness. At that time, Krishnananda Das made an order that as long as this child was in my house, never ever offer him anything that is not first offered to Lord Sri Krishna. The nature of Narottam from his very, very childhood was he had such a spontaneous attraction to hear the glories of Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was an old Brahmin living in Keturi Gram. His name was Krishna Das. And he loved Narottam more than his own life. Every day he would go to the beautiful palace of Krishnananda Das to find little Narottam. And Narottam was so eager, please tell me about Lord Gauranga's Leela. Krishna Das would explain to him so many stories about Lord Chaitanya's pastime. And Narottam would be absorbed in ecstasy. He didn't care about playing with his friends. He did not care about eating or sleeping. He just wanted to hear more and more and more about Lord Chaitanya's pastime. He became such a great scholar, even his childhood. He was a genius. He would love to study the scriptures. But when Krishna Das would explain the stories of Lord Chaitanya's associates in their lives, Narottam would just become completely enthralled. He told him about Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. He told him about all the wonderful pastimes in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri. Then he explained the story of a great devotee named Srinivas. How Srinivas Acharya, the son of Chiranjeeva Sen, was such a... he was the son of Gangadas Patacharya, later named Chaitanya Das. How he was such an incredible devotee. He left home to go to Puri with great anticipation to meet Lord Chaitanya. But just in the outskirts of Puri, he found the news that Lord Chaitanya had disappeared from the world. And how Lord Chaitanya appeared and told him, associate with Gadadhar Pandit and learn the Bhagavat from him. But then how Gadadhar Pandit later left the world, and then Srinivas found when he was sent to Bengal that Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya, unable to bear the separation from Lord Chaitanya, they left the world. They sent him to Vrindavan to study under Rupa and Sanatan. When he arrived at Vrindavan at Vishram Ghat, he heard the news that Rupa and Sanatan had left the world. And ultimately, he became a disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and a student of Jiva Goswami. When Narottam heard this story, he wanted to hear again and again and again. He would cry out, when will I meet this person? When will I be the dear, dear servant of this great Srinivas? My heart is longing. I do not know why, but my heart is longing to associate and serve with this great Srinivas Acharya. Narottam spent his days and nights simply engrossed in separation from Lord Chaitanya and his associates. When he was 12 years old, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream and told him that you should take your bath in the Padma River first thing tomorrow morning. Little Narottam went to the Padma River and he touched it with his foot, and immediately the river started overflowing. He went in the river and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared and embraced him and invested his own Krishna prema within Narottam's heart. Narottam Das Thakur previously had a dark complexion, but by receiving Lord Chaitanya's mercy, his complexion returned beautiful golden like a champak flower, the same complexion as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam sat on the riverbank and just began to cry in the ecstasy of love, understanding what mercy he had just received. And the parents, they were looking everywhere for him. Finally, they found him on the bank of the river, and he looked completely different. He was a different complexion, and he was just like a lovesick child, just crying out for his lover. They could not understand him. He was so completely detached from everything. They decided, we have to get him married. But how can you get someone like this married? He had no interest to look at anything, to hear about anything except Krishna. He's constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Krishna Das was so pleased to see the absorption of Narottam. One night, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and told him, you should go to Vrindavan. That is my order. Leave this place and go to Vrindavan. Then Lord Chaitanya disappeared and Narottam woke up, and then he fell asleep again, and Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu appeared to him in a dream. They said, you should immediately go to Vrindavan. Then he went back to sleep. Then he woke up, but he found it's impossible to go to Vrindavan. He was so detached from material life, and he was the only son of the king, and there was no chance of another son. So they had guards making sure Narottam would not go away. But one day, his father was called for some business work, and Narottam Das Thakur very cleverly spoke to his mother and convinced her that he was just going to go out for a short time. And then he also snuck by the guards and he went into the forest. He would not take the main roads, but with great anticipation, he went into the forest. When Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream, he told him, you should go to Vrindavan at your first opportunity, and you should take initiation from the great Lokanath Goswami, who is my eternal intimate associate, and you should accept teachings from Jiva Goswami, who has mastered all of the instructions and writings of Rupa and Sanatana. Narottam was so fixed in that purpose. For many, many days, he traveled through the jungles. Then he went on the main roads when he understood that no one was around. And when the people saw him traveling in the main roads, they had never seen such exhibitions of bhakti, such transcendentally good qualities. Then he came to Vishram Ghat, where he bathed in the Jamuna in the holy city of Mathura. There he met a Brahmin, and this Brahmin was explaining about all the wonderful pastimes of Rupa and Sanatana and the various great personalities of Braja. Narottam was so eager. The Brahmin said, please come home with me. Let me give you some prasad. Narottam said, please just take me to Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan. Meanwhile, while he was going to Vrindavan, the Lord appeared. Rupa Sanatana and Lord Chaitanya all appeared to Jiva Goswami, as well as Srinivas Acharya, and told them that Narottam will come tomorrow. So Srinivas Acharya was in so much anticipation. Everyone, every devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard of Narottam, because Lord Chaitanya called his name in such ecstasy while visiting Ramkeli. Who is this Narottam? When will he come? When will he come? Srinivas Acharya was just overwhelmed with love for this person he had never met. Then the news came. Srinivas Acharya was sitting with Jiva Goswami in Radha Damodar temple, and someone said that there was a beautiful, beautiful child, young man. He's in the temple of Govindaji. He's a very special personality. He's crying in ecstatic love at the lotus feet of Govindaji, just calling out the names of Rupa and Sanatana. At that time, Srinivas Acharya understood, and he went running to Govindaji temple. Jiva Goswami went running to Govindaji temple, and there they found the beautiful form of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Jiva Goswami brought him to all the great saintly persons of Vrindavan to introduce, because they were all waiting for him. He brought him to Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami was sitting immersed in the separation of Rupa and Sanatan and Lord Chaitanya. He could not even speak to anyone. He was in such ecstasy. But when Srinivas Acharya, Jiva Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur fell at his feet, Jiva Goswami said, "This is Narottam Das." Lokanath Goswami became filled with joy. He embraced him. Then he placed his feet on his head. He said, "I have simply been waiting for you." They went to meet Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He saw all the Goswami's deities, Radha Vinod, Radharaman. And after seeing all the great devotees of Braja, Narottam Das Thakur fixed his mind on the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami, he never accepted a single disciple in his entire life. In fact, after the disappearance of Rupa and Sanatana, he vowed he would never take any disciple. Not vowed, but resolved in his mind that he would not take any disciple. When Narottam Das Thakur approached him and told him that, "I so much desire your mercy, please give me initiation, if it is your desire." Lokanath Goswami said, "How can I give you initiation? You are more advanced than me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to you. What do you need me for?" Narottam, with great humility and soft heart, he said, "I am the most fallen. Without your mercy, I have no hope of traveling on the path of bhakti. And besides that, it was Lord Chaitanya's instruction to me to accept you as my spiritual master." He asked with such devotion and such genuine humility, Lokanath Goswami could not say no. But because he had resolved his own commitment, he could not say yes. So he told Narottam, "You just wait." So Narottam began to serve Lokanath Goswami in any way he could. But it was not easy, because Lokanath Goswami was such a humble devotee, he would not accept any service from anyone. He considered himself so fallen that he was not worthy to accept service from any person. But Narottam wanted to serve him. So what he would do is, in the early morning, when it was still dark, Lokanath Goswami would rise and go to Jamuna to take his bath. But before that, he would go to a certain place where he would respond to the callings of nature. Narottam Das Thakur, in the dark of night, he would go to that place and very, very carefully clean where Lokanath Goswami would pass his urine and stool, wash it with water, make it perfectly nice. When Lokanath Goswami would come there in the morning, he was amazed. What is this? How is it so nice, so clean? After some days, he decided to carefully watch. So Lokanath Goswami hid. And Narottam, nobody in the entire world except Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu knew Narottam's service. He was not trying to get prestige. He was not even trying to win over the heart of his guru. He just wanted to serve. When Lokanath Goswami saw Narottam Das with his own hands cleaning his urine and stool, he was shocked. He was overwhelmed. He just began to cry. He came out, "Narottam, what are you doing? You are a prince. You were brought up in great, great aristocracy. You are meant to be the king. What you are doing? Cleaning the urine and stool of a fallen soul like me with your hands. Why? Why are you doing like this?" Narottam Das replied with great sincerity that "I have left behind the so-called wealth of this world, but with my hands I am collecting the greatest, greatest treasure, because I have achieved the service of your lotus feet." When Lokanath Goswami saw how Narottam was so humble, he had such a deep desire to serve without any adoration or distinction, his heart melted. In fact, soon after this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to Lokanath Goswami in a vision and told him he must initiate Narottam. On an auspicious day, Srila Lokanath Goswami initiated Srila Narottam Das Thakur and kept him with him at Sri Radha Vinod Temple. And there was a wonderful festival in Vrindavan on the day of that initiation. All the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were so happy. Narottam Das Thakur humbly served his guru in every possible way. And one day, Lokanath Goswami called for Jiva Goswami and told him, "Please, I am placing Narottam Das under your care. Please teach him very, very perfectly all the books of the Goswamis." And then he called Srinivas Acharya and said, "I am placing my disciple, my only disciple, under your care. Please protect him. And he will be your servant to assist you. Teach him the proper conduct of pure Vaishnavism." Then Narottam Das Thakur began living at Sri Radha Damodar Temple along with Jiva Goswami and Srinivas Acharya. After some time, a great disciple of Hriday Chaitanya from Ambika Kalna named Duki Krishna Das came on the order of his guru to study under Jiva Goswami. Later his name was changed to Srila Shamananda. The three of them became such intimate friends studying with Jiva Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami arranged for Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya to take the entire Braj Mandala Parikrama. There was one very great devotee named Raghava Pandit who lived at Govardhan Hill, and he took them to all the holy places throughout Braja. When Raghunath Das Goswami at Sri Radha Kund met with Narottam Das Thakur, he was filled with happiness. "We have been waiting years for you to come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us you would come."
Narottam Das received the blessings of all the great Vaishnavas, and he would very humbly fall at their feet and surrender to each one of them, eager to serve them. And due to his profound humility and desire to serve, and his tremendous expertise in mastering all the scriptures, he became dearmost to the heart of all the devotees. Some years went by. Narottam Das lived in Sri Brajbhumi. When Jiva Goswami, under the instruction of Janaka Devi, decided to send the literatures written by Goswamis to Bengal to be copied and distributed. On a very auspicious day, first of all, Jiva Goswami had Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shamananda Pandit going to all the great souls, begging for their blessings, knowing that no serious undertaking should ever be embarked upon without receiving the heartfelt blessings of senior Vaishnavas. And an auspicious day, ox carts were loaded with boxes with the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and so many others. Then Jiva Goswami followed this procession to Mathura, and all the devotees of Vrindavan were weeping in the thought of separation from these great souls who became their life and soul. They traveled for many weeks, and you all know the famous story when they came to Vanavishnupuram. The king, Virambir, heard from an astrologer that there are some sadhus, and there was many guards also that Jiva Goswami sent to protect the books. These sadhus with his guards, they have in these boxes on their ox cart the greatest treasure. So Virambir Maharaj was known as a leader of many dacoits. So he sent his dacoits, "You get those treasures." Now the guards were so alert 24 hours a day to protect those books. And Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Srila Shamananda, how much they were ever attentive to worship those books day and night. But that night, mysteriously, everyone fell in deep sleep. And the thieves just took all the books. Nobody even knew. Morning came and they woke up. "The books! Where are the books? The books are gone! They are the only copies of the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They have disappeared from the world. There's nothing left if we don't find these books." They were in great disturbance. They were weeping and crying. They were looking frantically in all directions. Hours and hours and hours went by. They could not find the books anywhere. This was a condition millions of times worse than death for these three great personalities. After they searched everywhere they could possibly search, they just laid on the ground weeping and crying, brokenhearted. "What will Jiva Goswami, our life and soul, think of us now? What we have done, the whole human society, the teachings of Mahaprabhu in their most pristine form are gone." After hours of suffering, a voice came from the sky and spoke to Srinivas Acharya that very soon the books will be returned. It is the king, Virambir, in the kingdom of Vanavishnupuram, where those books are. He has taken. You send Narottam Das to Khetri, and you send Shyamananda to Orissa, because that is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And you go to the kingdom, and you wait there, and you will get the books. With great, great pain in heart, somehow Srinivas bid farewell to Narottam Das and Shyamananda. And then he went to Vanavishnupuram. And ultimately, he had a debate with all the king's pundits and defeated them. And ultimately, the king surrendered his life and has accepted initiation from Srinivas. And as Guru Dakshin, he gave him all his books back. When the king of Virambir became a devotee, he instructed every single citizen in the entire kingdom to accept diksha from Srinivas Acharya. And soon, it was the first Vaishnav kingdom. Everyone was his disciples, and he was training them very, very, very wonderfully according to the six Goswami's teachings, and inducing them all in Harinam Sankirtan. Vanavishnupuram, all you could hear in all the four directions was the loud chanting of the holy name. Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda both went to Khetri Gram. The cousin of Narottam Das Thakur, his name was Santosh Dutt. He was the son of Purushottam Dutt, who was the brother of the king, Krishnananda Dutt. Since there was no son of the king anywhere around, they made Santosh Dutt the king. When Narottam Das came, they had such a loving relationship. Narottam Das Thakur began to preach to Santosh Dutt about the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And he was immediately accepting. And he decided to make his whole kingdom followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to do everything and anything. By Narottam Das Thakur's preaching, Santosh Dutt accepted that my body, all my wealth, my kingdom, everything belongs to Mahaprabhu. You are my guru. Tell me how to serve. This way, Narottam Das Thakur began holding classes and kirtans in Khetri Gram. And the whole town became his disciples. Then he told Shyamananda Prabhu, it is the Lord's will that you go to Utkala, Orissa, to preach. So Shyamananda Goswami, he left. First he went to see his Guru Maharaj in Ambika Kalna, then he went to Orissa. Meanwhile, Narottam Das Thakur was preaching and preaching and preaching and training his devotees in such a wonderful way according to the Vaishnav system. But he had a great burning desire to visit Sri Navadvipa Dham, to see the place of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to somehow or other try to seek out whatever associates of Lord Chaitanya had survived his disappearance, were still living. Narottam Das Thakur, by foot, he traveled to Sri Navadvipa Dham. When he came just in the outskirts of Navadvipa Dham, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had the most wonderful vision. He looked at Navadvipa, he saw such joy, such unlimited happiness, that in every house, everyone was dancing in ecstasy and chanting the holy names. And someone told him, please go to the house of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There you will find him dancing and chanting with his devotees. In this vision, Narottam Das Thakur saw the house of Sachinanda and Gaurhari. And there amongst thousands of people, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Adwaita, Murari Gupta, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Suklamba Brahmachari, everyone, they were dancing and chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatically inducing all of them in Krishna prema. Narottam Das Thakur was so happy to see this kirtan. He had never seen anything like the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, all of a sudden, the entire vision vanished. Narottam Das Thakur was looking at the same Navadvip, but now all he saw was depression and misery. All he heard was weeping and crying of people in separation from Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He started walking, and there he met Shukla Brahmacharya. Beside himself in the grief of separation, he looked lifeless. He saw Narottam. He became very attractive. He asked, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Narottam Das. I am coming from Vrindavan. I am living in Kethuri Gram." When Shukla Brahmacharya heard this, he became filled with happiness. He embraced Narottam. Narottam fell at his feet. He said, "I have simply been living in anticipation of meeting you." Practically all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, unable to bear his separation, they have gone back to his eternal abode. But somehow, by my misfortune, I am still here.
I am here only with the hope that you would come.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us you would come, and now you have come. Suklambar Brahmachari then took Narottam Das Thakur to all of the surviving associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all embraced him, and he fell and worshipped their feet with great humility. And after seeing all the 9 islands of Navadvip and meeting all of the Vaishnavas, they told him, "You should go to Jagannath Puri. You must go to Jagannath Puri. It is the Lord's desire." Narottam Das Thakur began to travel to Puri. First he came to Shantipur. There, since Advaitacharya had already left with his wife Sita, he met with Achyutananda and the other children of Advaita. And they were all waiting for him. In fact, Advaitacharya appeared to all of them and said, "Narottam will come soon." They were so happy. He spent days together in Shantipur just discussing the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Achyutananda and having kirtan. Then Achyutananda said, "You must go to Orissa." He stopped at Ambika Kalna and he met Hriday Chaitanya. And together, Hriday Chaitanya placed him on his lap and covered him with his tears. "I am so happy to meet you. I have heard so much about you. I heard everything about you. But now you must go to Orissa." From Ambika Kalna, he went to Karadaha, which was the central preaching base of Nityananda Prabhu. When he got there, he met Mahesh Pandit, one of the intimate associates of Lord Nityananda. Mahesh Pandit brought him to meet Janava Devi and Vasudha Mataji. The two eternal consorts, Revati and Varuni, in Krishna Lila. And when they saw him, they became filled with bliss. Narottam Das fell and worshipped the feet of Janava Devi and Vasudha Mataji. And when Janava Devi saw him, she said, "Jiva Goswami has done very good by giving him the title Narottam Das Thakur Mahashoy. He is certainly the reservoir of all love for Krishna." She blessed him. "You will make the whole world Krishna conscious. Your kirtan will charm the hearts of everyone. Now you must go to Jagannath Puri." Taking the blessings of Janava Devi, he continued on the path. As he was traveling to Puri, hundreds, sometimes thousands of people, They were so attracted to his beauty and his devotion, they would just follow him. They would not want to give up his association. But with great humility, he would somehow or other convince everyone, you go home and always worship Lord Chaitanya. Wherever he went, he was preaching the message of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Just in the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, he met an old Brahmin. The Brahmin was chanting the holy names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narottam fell at his feet and worshipped him. The Brahmin said, "Who are you?" "My name is Narottam Das." The Brahmin said, "I have simply been waiting for you. The whole city of Puri is simply waiting for you." The Brahmin told him the condition of separation of all the Vaishnavas. And then he sent his son to take him into Puri. The first place Narottam Das Thakur went was Narendra Sarovar. He took his bath in that lake and remembered the wonderful, playful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Meanwhile, Gopinath Acharya, Siki Mahiti, and Kanai Kuntia, three very close associates of Lord Chaitanya, they were walking to the Singhadwaram gate to have the darshan of Jagannath. At that time, even though they were suffering of separation, all of a sudden they became joyful. Siki Mahiti said, "I don't know why, but I'm feeling joy." Gopinath Acharya said, "Because Narottam will come today. That great personality Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told would come." At the Singhadwaram, Narottam met with Gopinath Acharya, Siki Mahiti, and Kanai. And they brought him in to see the beautiful darshan of Lord Jagannath. Can you imagine? The first time Narottam Das Thakur saw the beautiful form of the lotus-eyed Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath. He saw the Garuda Stamba where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have his darshan. He was so enwrapped in ecstatic love. The pujaris came knowing that this was Narottam, and they brought him Jagannath's own garland, prasad, so many other remnants. Then Narottam Das was taken on a pilgrimage of the holy places of Puri. They took him to the temple of Tota Gopinath, that beautiful, shiny, blackish murti of Gadadhar Pandit, in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his lila of disappearing from this world. Then he showed him the sitting place of Gadadhar Pandit. Narottam, in ecstatic love, was weeping and crying, falling unconscious even, thinking of Gadadhar. Then they took him to the seashore and showed him the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Haridas Thakur, which was personally dug and erected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. No one can describe the feelings of bliss that Narottam Das Thakur experienced as he worshipped Thakur Haridas. In the evening, they went back to the house of Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya said to the other devotees, "You should all go home. Narottam will stay with me tonight." And he told Narottam Das Thakur, "Please, it is time for you to go to sleep." He gave him a solitary room in his house. Narottam Das Thakur could not sleep. He was so agitated by love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. But somehow or other, in the middle of the night, he fell asleep. And one of the most wonderful pastimes took place. He had a dream. In that dream, he saw Jagannath Puri in its full glory. The Rath Yatra was taking place. There was the carts of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami. in front of Jagannath's carts, he saw thousands and thousands of people chanting and dancing. In the middle of that kirtan, he saw the beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his arms raised in ecstatic love, weeping, tears inducing everyone to loudly chant the holy name. In this kirtan, Narottam Das Thakur saw all the devotees of Bengal, of Vrindavan, of Orissa, and of South India. All the devotees that were intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were all there dancing in ecstasy, chanting with the Lord. He saw Swarup Damodar, he saw all the six Goswamis, Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, Jiva Goswami was there chanting and dancing. He saw Venkata Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he saw Murari Gupta, Suklambar Brahmachari, he saw Vishnu Priya and Sachi Mata, everyone! They were all chanting and dancing. There was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. There was Ramananda Rai. They were all in ecstasy, dancing and dancing. Everyone's attention was focused completely on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was dancing with Nityananda Prabhu. Narottam Das was just in his dream. He was just standing in a corner watching this wonderful kirtan as Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing and dancing in ecstatic love before Lord Jagannath. Then in the middle of the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya came to where Narottam was standing, and he took him by the hand and began to speak very sweetly. He said, "You are my intimate associate, my eternal servant. I will empower you to inaugurate a new type of kirtan tradition. And this kirtan style will be so charming, it will unite all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and it will attract the hearts of all living beings. I will empower you with my own love to compose such beautiful bhajans and kirtans that people will achieve such divine love just by hearing and chanting them. Now you go back to Khetri Gram, and there you inaugurate this kirtan, and you preach. You preach my message to everyone in all directions. Return to Khetri Gram." Then the dream vanished. Narottam Das Thakur was in an ocean of lamentation of losing the beautiful darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To the great difficulty of separation of all the devotees of Puri, Narottam Das Thakur began his travels back to Khetri Gram. On his way, he met the old Brahmin again. And that old Brahmin, he said, "I have come just to meet you again." And Narottam Das Thakur fell at his lotus feet and served him in every possible way. On his way, he came to a place called Narasinghapur. And that was where Shyamananda Goswami was residing in Orissa. The residents of Orissa, they told Narottam that "You are leaving. The only thing that will keep us alive is the hope that Shyamananda will come here." So Narottam Das said to Shyamananda, they hadn't met in long time, after embracing and discussing the beautiful, beautiful katha of Krishna and Gauranga, Narottam said, "Please go to Jagannath Puri. The devotees are suffering too much separation." So Shyamananda Goswami immediately began his travels. Then Narottam Das Thakur visited Shikanda, where he met with Raghunandan Thakur. Raghunandan Thakur was so happy to see Narottam Das Thakur. They embraced. They began to cry to meet each other. And then Raghunandan said, "Please come to visit my guru, Narahari Sarakar, who was considered by many to be the most dear associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Narahari Sarakar was sitting enwrapped in separation from Lord Chaitanya. But when he saw Narottam, he became so filled with bliss. He placed his feet on Narottam's head and then embraced him. He told Narottam that you have been personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread his teachings and the glories of the holy names. You go back to Kedari Gram and you do the mission of the Lord. He said, Srinivasacharya is in such anticipation of meeting you. He was just here yesterday, but he has gone back to his home in Yaji Gram. Please go. Then Narahari Sarakar became very grave and serious. He looked at the beautiful face of Narottam Das Thakur and said, "This is the last time in my life I will be able to see your beautiful face. Now you go." When Narottam heard that, he fell at the feet of Narahari Sarakar crying, knowing that this would also be the last time he would see this great associate's beautiful form. He went to Jajigram. There was the great reunion of Srinivasacharya. After their wonderful, wonderful expressions of love for each other, Srinivasacharya explained all the details of how he had converted the entire kingdom of Vanavishnupur, and how now he had come to Yajigram to teach Lord Chaitanya's mercy to everyone. Then Narottam Das Thakur went to the holy place of Kapwa. He saw the place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He met the primary disciple of Gadadhar Das, whose name was Yadunandan Acharya, who took him to see Gadadhar Das, who was one of the most intimate associates of both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes he was the incarnation of the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. He was so fearless, he even converted the Kazi, who was hated Hindus, and caused him to chant the holy names of Lord Hari. Gadadhar Das was so pleased to see. He gave all blessings. So Gadadhar Das told Narottam Das Thakur, "Go to Kedari. You are meant to perform such a festival there that Mahaprabhu and his associates will appear before your very eyes." Then, with great, great love, Narottam Das Thakur approached the holy town of Ekachakra. This is a wonderful story. When he came to the outskirts of Ekachakra, he was just chanting the holy names of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He was chanting the names of Nityananda Prabhu with such love that Nityananda Prabhu personally appeared in the disguise of a very old Brahmin. This old Brahmin approached Lord Nityananda, Narottam Das. Narottam Das was so humble, he was always ready to offer respect and serve everybody's love. He was the personification of Trinarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sashishvana Amanina Manadena Kirataniya Sadahari. The old Brahmin asked, "Who are you? Where are you from?" "My name is Narottam Das. I am the disciple of Srila Lokanath Goswami of Vrindavan. I am just on my way back to my home in Kedari Gram." The old Brahmin said, "Oh, yes, yes. We have been expecting you. Narottam Das begged, "Please, I have come to see the holy place of Prabhu Nityananda." The old Brahmin said, "I know all the places. I will show you all of them." He took him around Ekachakra. He said, "This is where Nityananda Ram would perform his childhood pastimes and enact the various leelas of Krishna in his incarnation." He showed him each place, the leelas took place. He took him, "This is the house where Hadai Pandit lived and he died." He took his lessons there and became a great scholar. "This is the Garbhavas where Nityananda Prabhu took birth in this world. And this is where the Anaprasna, where he took his first grains. This is the place that that mysterious sannyasi came and asked charity for Nityananda from Adai Pandit in the form of his son. This is the place where Nityananda Prabhu left Ekachakra with the sannyasi. And this is the place his mother, Padmavati, wept tears of agony as he was leaving. And this is the place where Hadai Pandit fell unconscious. And this is the road the sannyasi brought him down. And this is the place all the residents of Ekachakra went running, looking for the sannyasi to beg him, "Please take my son instead. Take all my wealth, all my children, but leave Nityananda Prabhu here. We cannot live without him." This is where they all returned with broken hearts. After explaining all these things, the old Brahmin disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur had such love for this old Brahmin, he didn't know why he loved him so much. He felt such separation from him. He was weeping. And then the Brahmin appeared again. And Narottam Das Thakur was so happy. He fell at the feet of the Brahmin. The Brahmin embraced him. And then right in front of Narottam Das's eyes, the Brahmin transformed into the beautiful form of Rohini Nandana, Sri Balaramji. With this beautiful white complexion, with blue garments, holding a plow over his shoulder, he glanced so lovingly upon Narottam. And then that form of Balaram transformed into the beautiful golden form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And he embraced Narottam Das. Narottam Das worshipped the feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are my best devotee. I have empowered with you with all of my mercy. You are so dear to all of the Vaishnavas. Now you return to Khetri Gram and you chant the holy names and you compose such beautiful songs to charm the whole world with Krishna and Mahaprabhu's mercy." From Ekachakra Gram, Narottam Das Thakur returned to Khetri. When he got back, everyone was so happy to see him. The first night he was back, he went to take rest at his kutir. Something wonderful happened then. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a vision. And Lord Chaitanya told him that there is a rich man living in Khetri, outskirts. He's a very, very wealthy merchant. He has several godowns, and those godowns are filled with poisonous snakes. No one will go near them, but within one of them, I have incarnated in my deity form along with my eternal consort, Vishnupriya. You go and you get those deities and install them. The next morning, Narottam Das began to ask people, "Is there a rich merchant with godowns full of snakes?" Everybody knew, yes, yes, but don't go in those godowns. You will not survive. So he went to the merchant and he said, with your permission, I want to go in the godown. The merchant said, no, I cannot give you permission. You will die. There are so many snakes. I have done everything for years to get rid of those snakes. I have called snake chamas. I have had Brahmins chant mantras. I've done everything possible, but anything I do, the snakes just hiss and become more angry. There's nothing that can take those snakes away. No one goes near my godown. Please do not go. Narottam Das began to smile. He laughed. He said, I will go. The people of Kekari Gram, they were, no, no, don't go, don't go. Narottam, just with a beautiful smile on his face, he knew it was Lord Chaitanya's instruction. A disciple should be fearless in executing the order of his spiritual master. He went right into the godown. As soon as he went into the godown, all the thousands of snakes fled and went back into the forest. Then Narottam came out of the godown with a beautiful, beautiful golden deity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one arm and a beautiful deity of Vishnupriya, his consort, in another. The people of Kekari Gram were astounded. They all began, hundreds and hundreds of people were following him. He brought the deities to his home and put them on a celestial platform. And then he fell at their lotus feet, surrendered his life to these deities. He began to look at these deities with unblinking eyes. As he was looking at the beautiful form of Gaur, Gauranga, and Vishnupriya, in rapt attention in his heart by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, a spontaneous desire for kirtan awakened. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Narottam Das Thakur began to sing in a way, in a style that no one had ever heard before. And he began to sing and sing beautiful, beautiful bhajans and poems in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. And then he began to dance. It was the first time Narottam Das Thakur sang and danced in this way. And as he was dancing, all of the inhabitants of Kekari Gram came and they were all enraptured upon seeing the beauty. It is described that Gandharvas were all watching and they were feeling ashamed that they cannot sing and dance like this. The demigod started showering flowers. Narottam Das, for hour after hour, he was singing and dancing these beautiful kirtans and inducing the whole of Kekari Gram to join this kirtan. And this was the moment that Narottam Das Thakur inaugurated his wonderful style of kirtan, and it was at this moment that he began composing his beautiful bhajans and kirtans that Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas loved so dearly. Shri Narottam Das Thakur Ki. From that day, Narottam Das Thakur was keeping everybody in ecstasy of kirtan and speaking the wonderful glories of Lord Chaitanya and his teachings. Then one day, Narottam Das, feeling great separation from Srinivasacharya, he went to visit him. At that time, Srinivasacharya told how he had just made a wonderful disciple named Ramchandra Kaviraj, as well as his brother Govinda Kaviraj. Srinivasacharya was explaining what a qualified disciple this was. And then Srinivas said that we should have a wonderful festival in Kekari Gram. And they began to discuss this festival. And they decided on the next full moon night of the month of Phalgun at Gaur Purnima, they would invite all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur spent some days writing out the list of who they would invite. Then Srinivasacharya sent out messengers to Orissa, to all the provinces of Bengal, where the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were residing, to invite them to come. They decided that Janava Devi, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, would be the presiding acharya in this great festival. Then a very historical moment took place. Srinivasacharya said to Narottam Das Thakur, "My dearest of all disciples, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he loves you dearly, and I know how dearly you will love him. I am entrusting him in your care. Together you will do wonderful, wonderful service." Narottam Das Thakur at that time accepted Ramchandra Kaviraj as his dearmost friend. Together they went back to Keturi Gram and began to prepare for the festival. Santosh Dutt, the king, took all of his treasury and just made it all at the disposal of Ramchandra and Narottam and his disciples to make wonderful facilities for the Vaishnavas. Santosh Dutt wrote, he constructed beautiful kirtan halls, beautiful, beautiful residences for all the Mahatmas, the devotees, big, big surplus supplies of bhoga. As far as he was concerned, this was the only purpose of my kingdom, to host this wonderful festival, the first Gaur Purnima festival ever to be celebrated. Soon the devotees started coming. From all directions, devotees were coming. Especially Janava Devi from Kardaha. She took leave of her son, Virchandra, and Vasudha, as she began with so many devotees. Living in Kardaha with her were so many of the great associates of Nityananda Prabhu. They began to travel. And as they were about to leave Kardaha, an auspicious voice came from the sky to tell everyone, "Please, you will find the greatest happiness at this Gaur Purnima festival of Keturi, because Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates will appear to dance with you." The devotees were very happy. She went to the village of each of the Vaishnavas who were on the way, and Janava would convince all of them to come. When she went to Shantipur, Achyutananda was on the verge of death in separation from Advaita and Gauranga. She said, "Come to the festival." She went to Srikanda, where Raghunandan was in the grief of separation from Narahari Sarakar. She said, "Come, come." Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, she said, "Come." In this way, who can count the great personalities that were accompanying Janava Devi? When they arrived at the Padma River, Ramchandra Kaviraj, Srinivasacharya, and Narottam Das Thakur, in such a mood of humble service, they just wanted to serve the Vaishnavas. Shamananda Goswami arrived and introduced all of his disciples that he brought, led by Rasikananda. Rasikananda, he was so humble that in the presence of Narottam Das Thakur, he could not even speak. He was completely silent. He just fell at his feet and worshipped him. So Rasikananda Prabhu and Shamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj and Govinda Kaviraj, they all took the responsibility of being the humble servants of all the Vaishnavas who were coming in the tour of Ishwari Janava Devi. They arranged beautiful boats for them to cross the Padma River. And they brought him, they worshipped Janavadevi with all the articles of puja. They gave him all residential quarters. And Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur, their most intimate disciples, they assigned each one of them a different place where they would personally serve all the needs of particular devotees. They were assigned to different devotees to serve so nicely. And then the day of Gaur Purnima approached. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in that vision to Narottam to find the deities, he also told Narottam to carve 5 more deities and told them what their names would be, deities of Krishna. So in the morning of Gaur Purnima, Srinivasacharya was to perform the installation of these 6 sets of deities, the 5 plus the deity of Gauranga and Vishnupriya that was found in the godown of snakes. Srinivasacharya began to perform the Abhishek after taking the blessings of Ishwari and all the great senior Vaishnavas. Beautiful, beautiful Abhishek ceremony. Then Srinivasacharya offered bhoga. Then he offered arti. After the arti, Srinivasacharya requested Narottam Das Thakur to begin his kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur first went to all the senior Vaishnavas and worshipped their feet and begged their blessings and permission for him to begin kirtan. He started his kirtan only playing 1 small set of karatas. He sang very sweet, very quiet, very slow. This kirtan was charming everyone's heart. Meanwhile, his other associates, they were fully trained in kirtan by Narottam Das. They were standing nearby with other kartals of various sizes and mridangas. Narottam for some time sang very sweet songs in glorification of Gauranga and Radha and Krishna. And then he indicated for the mridangas to begin. The mridangas gradually became more and more ecstatic, and all the devotees became more and more ecstatic, and the kirtan became louder and louder and louder. And Raghunandan Thakur, he was in so much ecstasy to see this kirtan, he just took garlands and sandalwood and started first garlanding every mridanga and putting sandalwood, then garlanding every kartal and putting sandalwood on it. Then he started putting garlands on all the devotees in the kirtan, singing and dancing and putting sandalwood. And Raghunandan just started dancing in such ecstasy. Everyone was amazed. All the great mahants were just watching. Then Narottam began to dance. And how he began to sing. The kirtan was getting deeper and deeper and deeper in its modes of transcendental enthusiasm and love of God. The kirtan came to a certain point that all the very senior associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Ishwari, Janavadevi, they all couldn't believe such a kirtan. They all started to dance. And when all the old senior mahants, they were all dancing, the kirtan just went to a whole nother level of ecstasy. They were chanting and dancing for hours. This kirtan became so tumultuous, it filled all directions. And to everyone's great fortune, in the midst of that kirtan, all of a sudden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared with his beautiful golden forms, arms extending below his knees, raised up, chanting very loudly the holy names of Jesus. And beside Lord Chaitanya was Lord Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas. All of the associates of Mahaprabhu were dancing and chanting together. And each of those associates started dancing with the associates of Narottam Das Thakur. There was all these little groups. Lord Chaitanya was chanting with Narottam and singing, and Nityananda Prabhu was dancing with somebody else. It was a wonderful scene. Everyone was intoxicated and ecstatic love. The kirtan went on and on and on as Mahaprabhu himself personally incarnated just to reciprocate with the love of Narottam Das Thakur. Then all the associates vanished.
Hare Krishna.
Srinivasacharya fell to the ground unconscious. Narottam Das Thakur fell to the ground unconscious. Ramchandra Kaviraj and all the others, Shamananda, they all fell. After dancing and chanting with Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur and all these great souls, how could they survive without them? Then Ishwari, Janaba Devi, somehow or other, she woke up from her unconscious state. And she went to Srinivas and said, "Now we must begin the celebration of Holi. It is the time." So then all the devotees on Janava Devi's order came back to external consciousness. And Santosh Dutt brought very, very beautiful scented dyes, powdered. And they went into the Didi room. Janava Devi went personally into the Didi room and began to sprinkle the dyes on each of the deities with great love and devotion. And Srinivasacharya went in and started sprinkling the deities with the dyes. This is how they celebrated Holi. It's not like in Bombay and other places. They went to different places. Then all the great senior Vaishnavas went in the deity room and very gently and lovingly sprinkled the deities with dyes. After everybody sprinkled the deities with these powders, then they started lovingly sprinkling it on each other. Lovingly. Not violently. Like lovingly sprinkling it on each other. And it was a glorious festival of Holi as Narottam Das Thakur was leading the kirtans and bringing about everyone's greatest happiness. At the end of the day, there was the Gaur Aarti. They chanted until late at night. The next morning, Janava Devi said, "I want to cook for all the Vaishnavas." She asked Srinivasacharya, "Please come to the kitchen with me." And when she looked at the ingredients, she said, I called you because I wanted to tell you what I needed, but everything is here." This was Santosh Dutta's complete absorption in carefully and fully doing everything, anticipating what every devotee would want. And Janava Devi personally sat down and began to cook. After she finished cooking, she called all the Vaishnavas. With her own hands, she began to serve them. This food tasted like such nectar. Devotees had never tasted food like this from the hands of Janava Devi. They ate so much, they couldn't stop eating. Even though they were full to the brim, they still ate. Because they were all thinking, when again will we ever get the chance to eat Janava Devi's prasad? We never want this to end. So they were eating more and more and more, and Janava Devi was personally serving them more and more and more. After everyone was completely satisfied, with folded palms, Janava Devi offered her great respects and gratitude to them for accepting her offering. And then the devotees asked Janava Devi, "Now you take prasad." She said, "No, the organizers and the servers, they had not taken." Narottam Das, Srinivas, and all their intimate disciples, they were helping to organize. So Janava Devi sat all of them down and personally served them. And when everyone had taken prasad, then Srinivasacharya forcibly said, "Janava Devi, now you please take prasad." So she sat down and she honored the prasad of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And the next that day, there was simply wonderful, wonderful kirtan throughout all of the day. It is explained that after this, Janava Devi told the devotees that she wanted to immediately go to Vrindavan. First, she personally saw off all of the devotees that came from all other places and said goodbye to them. Then when all the visitors had left, she began her tour to Vrindavan. Meanwhile, Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj were just preaching and preaching and preaching. So many disciples were coming, all kinds of disciples, from the wealthiest people to the poorest people, from the most pious Brahmins to the most terrible, murderous dacoits. Narottam Das Thakur was converting everyone. Then they got a letter from a messenger explaining about Janava Devi's trip to Vrindavan, how she went to visit all the deities of Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Gopina, Radha Vinod, and how she sent a beautiful deity of Srimati Radharani to stand beside Sri Radha Gopina. When they heard this, they became filled with happiness. They said, let us go to the Ganges to take our bath. This is a very historical story. Please do not go away. Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur were like inseparable brothers. It is explained that they were like one soul in two bodies. As they were approaching the river Ganges, they saw two children. And these children had with them these baby goats, sheep, and buffaloes. Narottam Das Thakur said to Ramchandra Kaviraj that you see their qualities, they will make excellent devotees. Let us make them Vaishnavas. And then by Narottam Das Thakur's instruction, Ramchandra Kaviraj sat down and began to preach Lord Chaitanya's message in such a way that the two children could hear him. He just began to speak to some other people, preaching. The two children were listening. And as they were listening, this philosophy made such perfect and clear sense. The teachings of these men, just by hearing Ramchandra Kaviraj, their entire hearts transformed. And the two children looked at each other. This must be the famous Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay and Ramchandra Kaviraj. Who else could preach like this? Then the two children came up to Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur and surrendered their lives at their lotus feet just by hearing one class. Narottam Das Thakur asked, who are you? One boy said, my name is Hari Rama, and this is my younger brother, Ramkrishna.